Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. So glad that you are starting your day here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805, and starting your day in a positive way. How's everybody doing here? We got Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You're kind of looking like you're into fall a little bit.
You got your
Is this the jacket that you bought?
No, this isn't the one I bought. Okay. This is one I had from last year, but it's
a
moto jacket.
On you.
So thank you. Yeah, no, I'm in full fall mode right now.
Yeah, I'm still in summer because I have my own personal heater going on, right? You know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Sherry, how are you?
In the summer too, as you can see.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm doing great.
Very
Jim,
good.
Thank you.
Good. Tom, how's everything going?
Doing well.
Congratulations on your winning. We saw that nice, beautiful picture of you, and you always do so much for the community. So thank you again.
Yeah, they were very nice at the Star, and all the folks that were there. Was 25 people.
Yeah.
And it was a great crowd.
There you go. I know Shannon. I just did her hair this last week, and we were touching base, and yeah, so very good. Very good. Well, I'm so excited to start our day here. I want to invite you to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We talk about all these amazing things going on in our community here, and we have a ton of them. First, I want to introduce Ann Horton here. She is going to be on in our studio today, and welcome, Ann. How are you?
I'm great, Kim. Thanks.
You're welcome. And we're going to be talking about the Ojai Film Festival coming up, and I'm so excited to be a supporter of that and to help promote it. And I'm telling you, we've got tickets to give away for that. So I've got a 4-pack that I do want to say. We're going to talk a little bit about this, but I want you to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is give us your name, your number, and what you're calling about. We've got tons of things. In fact, Tom just said, really, Kim, how many people are we even going to talk today? Because you got so many things to give away.
I know, there's so many great things going on.
I love it. So anyways, again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Is the number that is going to get you some of these amazing things. And you know what? We have so many things to give away. Just call and get your name in. And we're so excited that you are starting your day here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we have another show from 2 to 3, completely different show with completely different guests, and more stuff to give away right here on AM 1590 KVTA. I do want to talk about our first guest today, Elizabeth Sommer. She has been on our show before, and inviting her back because who doesn't want to eat your way to sexy, starting losing weight? It's kind of like that holiday. We're going to talk about reduce a little bit because you look hot, and I'm ready to call them up. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also joining us is Ann Horton. We're going to find out all about the upcoming Ojai Film Festival. They've got an 805. We're going to talk a little bit about all the stars that are right here writing their own stories and shows, and it's all going to be right there at the film festival in Ojai. And then we've got Christopher Taco, who is going to be performing, which I went to the opening over at Rubicon, Two Pianos, Four Hands, and amazing show, comedy, laughter, it's all good. So anyways, I'm so glad that you are here. Tom, tell us about all the stuff we have to give away.
Well, we do have Two Pianos, Four Hands, nicely reviewed by you. We also have the Ghost Tour, Strathern Park, that is Simi Valley. A lot of fun out there, spooky fun all the way through to the 26th. The Ventura Chamber of Commerce presenting their taste Thursday, October 30th. We'll do a pair for that. That's at the Museum of Ventura County. Great location. Taste of Ojai on Sunday, October 26th. And you could be there if you win with Kim. And finally, this is going to be a great party. But boy, what a family and what a story. The Baker Family Rebuild. There's a lot of people out there helping them out. It's a story you can learn by going there, the Baker Family Rebuild. It's a benefit at Bombay Bar and Grill, October 26th. And that is going to be a party that everybody should go to help this family out. Great music. The Zeppheads are going to be there, and they play like Zeppelin plays Zeppelin.
I was going to say,
really
is that
good.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. I have to tell you.
I love that kind of music.
I just went in, my husband and I.
You love that kind of music? Is that
like,
what you
well,
said?
I just like, I love all that kind of stuff.
We have a generation issue here.
I love it. No, I kind of want, I kind of no, go back to
yeah,
that
when
a
I was
bit.
In
yeah.
college and stuff. Like, it brings me back to those days.
There you go. I love it. Well, before I went to the Rubicon, we actually went over and had an amazing hamburger over at Bombay Bar and Grill and some sweet potatoes. But not only that, okay, so they brought over this bread and butter dessert, bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm telling you, what a cool place. It's like this really old, it's been here for 40 years. Diego and his partner, they do a great job over there. So I really urge, and again, like Tom was saying, this party for this poor family. Talk about, we all have to just look at our own blessings because it's just heroic what happened to this family over and over and over again. Tom, you kind of heard about it, but let me just tell you, if you are in the area, you want to stop by, just help
what
this family. Gosh, how should we go about that?
Well, between an illness, a house burning down, just it
yeah,
was just a
I
run
mean,
of such
there was about four
terrible
members
luck.
Of
really
this
bad.
Family that they lost. Mm-hmm. And then they lose. Then somebody went into their garage and started the whole house on fire. So let's just help them turn their day around and be supporting of them. And that's what's so great about the 805 is we all just get together and pitch in.
And I love that Bombay's been around for so long and they're stepping up and helping in this way by hosting the event. I think that's great.
Yeah, and it's about a good feel-good thing, and that's what our show's about. It's about
exactly.
the happy hour right here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do have another thing that's coming up Sunday, October 26th. It is A Taste of Ojai. We are all about Ojai right now. I love it out there. So anyways, sponsor on that one. We've got tickets for that. We have so many tickets. Let's just start off with a four-pack right now to the Ojai Film Festival. And in fact, Anne, tell all the dates that it's going to be.
Well, the festival starts on Thursday, November 6th at Libby Bowl. There's a free community screening, and that gets you started with a beautiful documentary film. The director's going to be there, and we'll be talking to her after the film. And then the four-pack is good for any four screenings, panel discussions, or special events, and that is from Friday, November 7th, till Monday, November 10th.
Very good. And we've got that four-pack for you right now, so 805-419-419-0008 for Ojai Film Festival four-pack. Give us a call right now and get your name and your number and say Ojai Film Festival, and one of the team members will get back with you. Let's bring our first guest on. Elizabeth Somar, are you there?
I am here.
Are you excited?
Oh my God.
How are you?
I am great. How about you?
Good. Thank you. And so tell everybody that if they haven't heard you on any of my previous shows, a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about.
Well, Elizabeth Somar, I'm a registered dietitian. I've written several books. My most recent one is Eat Your Way to Sexy, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Love it.
I'm an advisory board member to Shape Magazine. I'm a frequent guest on the Today Show. Used to be nutrition correspondent for Good Morning America. So I've been around.
You've been around. Okay.
I've been around.
And you can help us eat your way to sexy. Now, you know what? So many people, do you take into account our hormones or anything like that? Because, I never really had a weight problem before, but God, it's so much harder.
Well, it is hard in this culture. I can agree with you. With you've got, the best minds in advertising convincing you to eat junk. And with food everywhere, even at the bank, they have a bowl of candy. So it is hard. You have to, engage your higher brain levels, your cortex, and think rationally. Because if you allow your animal brain to run your appetite, you'll end up overeating and eating all the wrong stuff.
So I have a question. This is Sherry Gaba. I'm a therapist, and I also work at Soba Malibu. When is it just too much focus on weight loss?
Oh, great question.
You know, I mean, and the reason I bring this up, you know, I'm very transparent here. I went on a date and the person, you know, mentioned my stomach.
He did?
I know. Certainly hope that you ate and left.
I absolutely
and
got
and ate a lot too.
That's right. We got rid of this one really fast. But, you know, I'm the over 50, you know, and when is it like okay to just be what we are?
Well, that's a yes and no. You know, with almost 7 out of 10 Americans now battling a weight problem, and we know that you know, over 30%, almost 1 in 3 Americans are downright obese, and being overweight, even if you're average weight or normal weight, but you're not fit, a lot of that weight is fat weight, it increases your risk for everything. Heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, dementia. You have a threefold increased risk for dementia if you're overweight in your middle years. Joint problems, depression. I could go on and on and on. So, yes, I think we can obsess about it too much. But on the other hand, it is an enormous health problem in our country. And the experts are saying it's going to break the back of the healthcare industry if we don't do something to rein in our appetite for junk food.
But I'm looking at Sherry, and you are a small-framed person, and you're thin. I mean, I would never look at you and say, wow, she's overweight. Absolutely.
I have a little tummy.
Not at all.
See, everybody?
And I just...
it's a food baby.
That's right.
I mean, it is what it is. I've always had it. I had it before a baby.
Yeah,
you know, it is how I'm built. I mean, yes, I guess if I wanted to spend 3 hours at the gym every day, I could get rid of that and have a flat stomach, I suppose.
I don't know.
Right, but there is such a strive for perfection in society that from the time you are young person until obviously you're old and ready to be done, to be thin and to be very physically fit.
Yeah, and there is a body image thing that we all are talking about.
I guess it's how can we feel sexy? You know, the name of the book is Eat Your Way to Sexy. How can we feel sexy with who we are and being the healthiest we can of who we are? Like, my daughter was bigger bone than me, and I would try to explain to her because she had a mother that was smaller bone, and I'd say, but that's how she's built.
Yeah, that's your transportation that you came in.
But she's adorable, and I'm just wondering how we can feel sexy and be healthy and not be talking about weight loss all the time.
Well, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We got Jennifer, Sherry, Tom, and I'm Kim, and we're talking with Elizabeth Sommer right now, and we're talking about Eat Your Way to Sexy. Elizabeth, what's your thought on that?
Well, I thought, you know, I start my book out by asking the reader, and I'll ask you, to take a moment and really look at what does it feel like for you to feel sexy, for you to, you know, take a moment, sit back, close your eyes, imagine what it's like to feel strong and attractive, to strut into a room, you feel confident, you know heads are turning. Now, granted, it might have something to do with, you know, maybe you just bought some cute little lacy Victoria's Secret underwear or something, but I want you to go deeper than that. I want you to, you know, it really comes down to having that feeling of gusto, that feeling of being alive, feeling confident, feeling full of joie de vivre, if you will. And that comes down to, you know, the only place you build your body is on the food you eat. There's no other place you get your building blocks. So if you're building a body on junk food, potato chips and Cheese Whiz and Pop-Tarts and refined grains and all that, you're going to build a body on junk, and of course you're not going to feel that confident and alive and energetic. But if you eat the right foods, you know, it will make it a profound, you know, the colorful fruits and vegetables, the salmon, the whole grains, not the refined grains, and of course then you exercise. You're going to build a body with all the building blocks it needs to have that gusto and that energy and that feeling of alive.
We have Anne here today from the Ojai Film Festival, and right. She was kind of shaking her head, and I was just wondering what that was about. I would love to hear your perspective on this.
Well, I'm over 60.
Woohoo!
And it's been really difficult to maintain my weight, and I do not eat junk food. I do not drink soda pop. I do not have dessert at a restaurant. I don't have pasta every week. And it's just so hard.
I think it's our hormones, I'm telling you.
I'd have to exercise 2 hours a day. I'd have to be in the gym all the time. And I'm busy. I'm active.
Exactly.
I don't feel unsexy, but I'm overweight, obviously, but I don't know what else to do other than stop eating.
And it's the cultural thing. I mean, you look at the celebrities and you look at how pretty perfect they look, but that's their job. I mean, their job every day is to look perfect. And so they have trainers and they have chefs. I mean, you know, we're talking here on this show to everyday people. So right. let's talk about everyday realistic goals. Let's change the culture around this idea that we have to look like celebrities.
Exactly. And you're obviously very healthy. You eat. You just told us you eat, make healthy food choices. You're busy. You're active. That's a healthy person. Maybe we don't fit inside like something on paper, but that's a healthy lifestyle. And I'm sure everyone would agree with that. You don't have to be real thin to be healthy. On an everyday level.
And let's define what sexy is. Is sexy just about like thinness, or is sexy about something else that's beautiful
inside?
Well,
what I'm hearing from Elizabeth, it's really that feeling
of
like
aliveness.
Aliveness. Is that correct, Elizabeth?
Yes. Sexy comes in all shapes and sizes. So we're sort of getting off track here by just talking about the weight issue.
Okay.
It's way more than that. It's you can be a little round and Rubenesque and still be very sexy. It's about the, like I said,
it's so true because we're women, and that's all we think about is what the
I
scale
think that
says,
the
and
society
that's unfortunate.
Has, true. Brought us that way.
That's very true, Elizabeth.
Yeah. So how can we lose weight and eat our way to sexy? Let's start there.
Okay, I'm not going to talk about losing weight because we're really getting off track.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about what it comes down to with sexy is a healthy circuitry and circulation. For you to feel really sultry and powerful, alive, requires a fine-tuned brain that sends messages quickly and freely. It requires a healthy heart that pumps blood efficiently and easily. You need clear and elastic blood vessels that, you know, effortlessly move blood and oxygen through your body from your head to you know where. Again, I will emphasize that where you get the building blocks for that circuitry and circulation is from the food you eat. And you know, the sexy diet that's in my book, Eat Your Way to Sexy, starts out with, you know, you load the plate with those anti-inflammatory, antioxidant-rich, colorful fruits and vegetables like watermelon, spinach, berries, chard, kale, all that stuff. You also make sure you get some of the healthy fats, the omega-3s that are found in fatty fish like salmon, in particular the omega-3 DHA that lowers the risk of things like dementia by up to 70%. Other spinach, for instance, contains not only healthy antioxidants, but compounds like lutein that protect your eyes from vision loss.
How about supplements, Elizabeth? Because I take supplements for fish oil. Does that work the same way?
Fish oil is okay. Just make sure that when you turn over the label, it specifically tells you how much of the omega-3 DHA is in it. Because just because it's fish oil doesn't necessarily mean you're getting the omega-3s you want. So it needs to say you need at least 220 milligrams of that omega-3 DHA. One study, the MIDA study, found a significant improvement in memory in seniors when they took 900 milligrams of DHA.
Right. Oh. That's what we're talking about, improving our aging.
Exactly.
Yeah. And honoring the body that we were given, correct? I mean, really,
that's
what...
you need
to
keep it working for a long time.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I just talked to my dad driving down here, and he said, you know, my brain's still going, but my body's not.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, it's something that we all have to look at, and how can we feed our body? And
right,
feed
to keep
our
it
mind.
Going.
I think that's I want to say that's what the sexiness is feeding our body and feeding our mind. And so what I want to ask you is tell us how do we customize a fitness plan that will keep us, you know, panting from the gym to the bedroom.
Well, that's going to be an individual matter. But you need to, two things you definitely need to do. You need to do some kind of exercise every day that burns fat. And so that's some sort of aerobic, whether it's brisk walking or cycling or stationary bicycle or cross-country skiing or something. And then the second thing is you start losing muscle mass by the time you're in your 30s. And if you don't do something that's weight training-like, you'll be losing 1 to 2% of your muscle mass every decade, which equates to a 5 to 10 pound loss of muscle every decade.
Oh my God, that's serious stuff right there.
Yeah, cardio and muscle building, I've heard, is very important as we get older.
Yeah,
very important because it starts out with you have to use your body weight to open the door, and that's the continuum that you'll end up in a wheelchair by the time you're in your 80s. So you've got to do some kind of weight training at least 2 to 3 times a week, and then some kind of walking aerobic thing just to keep the body fat at, you know, a reasonable level.
Right. Elizabeth, let's leave this with, what are your 4 secrets for eating authentic?
My four secrets for what?
Eating authentic.
Authentic. One is load at half the plate with colorful fruits and vegetables.
Okay.
Eat 75% of the time, eat real. That means eat foods that are unprocessed, the colorful fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy products, nuts, seeds, legumes, things like that. That still gives you 25% of the time that you can have a piece of cheesecake or a potato chip once in a while. You need to eat breakfast, the 1-2-3 breakfast, or the menage a trois breakfast, is what I call it in the book, which is a whole grain of some kind of protein and a couple of colorful fruits or vegetables for breakfast, which will keep you going through the day and will really help to manage your weight. And then supplement responsibly. Take a moderate dose multiple to fill in the gaps on the days when you don't eat perfectly. Make sure you get some of that DHA. And if you're not eating greens every day, I would recommend a supplement that has some of that lutein in it to protect your eyes.
What was the last one?
Lutein, it's related to beta carotene. It's a compound in spinach, kale, collard greens, broccoli, and it's very important for protecting your eyes from vision loss down the road.
Really? Okay.
You know what I always do, Elizabeth, when I have a sandwich made, instead of having lettuce on it, I'll put fresh spinach. And you don't really taste the difference, but it's so regular lettuce is not really, doesn't have any vitamins in it.
I just went to a cooking class, and they actually just kind of melted in some spinach on the top. I love it.
The two most common vegetables chosen by Americans are potatoes and iceberg lettuce. They're the two worst choices you could make in the produce department.
How about sweet potato? That's got
love
vitamins.
Love sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes are great. Absolutely. That's one of the superfoods. But your spinach on your sandwich, you can load a cup of spinach into a sandwich and get a whole serving right there. And it's tasty and good.
Great tips.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Elizabeth Sommer.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Eat Your Way to Sexy. Where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. Or you can go to my website, ElizabethSommer.com, for more information.
There you go. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ann Horton. We're going to find out more about what's going on in Ojai, and that is the Ojai Film Festival, where and when. We'll let you know. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And what I would love to do is give away some tickets to, let's see, we've got, we've got so many things to do here. How about the Rubicon? And we've got 2 Pianos, 4 Hands. That is playing through October 15th through November 16th. And right now, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining and waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do have another shout-out they are having their first annual Bridging Hope, and it's a gala for the special needs, the Center for Special Needs. That is Thursday, November 6th at 6 p.m., and that's in Moore Park Country Club, and so you might want to check out their details for that, and that's www.centerforspecialneeds.org. And again, that's something near and dear to my heart, so you know I want to just give that a shout out. Well, our next guest, who's in our studio with us, Ann Horton, is here to talk about Ojai Film Festival, and I'm excited to hear all about it. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about this year's Ojai Film Festival. It's in a different location because of right?
You have the inundation of the Ojai Playhouse by that water main break. The Playhouse was our main venue, and it's been our main venue the last 15 years. So this year we've had to reduce the venues to just two. The Ojai Art Center on South Montgomery Street is our headquarters. And then the second screening venue is the Oh Yes, the Youth Entertainment Studio on Matilaha Street. But yeah, the Playhouse is not going to be ready until
not
next
yet.
Year, and it's
yeah.
a big problem.
It's a big, has anything been done on it yet?
It's in reconstruction right
okay.
now. They've had to tear out all the old foundation, and they're starting to put in new foundation.
Right. There was a big flood, and it got taken by it, right, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. So tell us about the Ojai Film Festival. What are we going to experience?
Well, it's a chance for people in the 805 to meet some Hollywood stars. John Bailey is an Academy Award-winning cinematographer, and he's going to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award from us this year. 33 filmmakers are scheduled to attend, so folks who come in and watch a film can also expect to see a Q&A after the film, have a chance to meet with the filmmakers or any of the crew that come with them. We have a mix and mingle party Saturday night where civilians can come in and hobnob with the Hollywood crowd.
I love it. I love it.
What kind
right
of films
here.
Are they?
So the film festival has five different genres that it shows: narrative feature, narrative shorts, documentary features, documentary shorts, and animation. So throughout the weekend, all these films are screening. Each film is shown twice. So if you have a little conflict with wanting to see one film while another's running, you'll have a chance to see that second film.
That's a great idea, because you can't be there at all of them, but that's a great idea.
I think film festivals are such a great way to be a part of the industry. If you're a creative person and you enjoy it, maybe it's not what you do every day, but you can go to a film festival and feel like you're a part of it. And Ojai, so it sort of comes together, because Ojai is such an artsy place to me, that when you have a film festival there, it really makes you feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have panel discussions also. This year is a panel discussion on film scoring. That's writing music for film. And our guests are people who have worked on television programs or feature films, who are famous or trying to become famous. And that's going to be moderated by John Biggs, who is an Ojai composer.
So these are all Ojai people that live in Ojai that are part of these films?
No, the film panel is, there's one Ojai composer and the other folks are from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
So they're coming up to Ojai
from all over. Okay.
To share their knowledge with us.
Yeah,
that's great.
What a cool idea. So what are some of the names of the shows that are going to be playing?
The Thursday night film is called Love Thy Nature. And it's at, as I said before, it's at Libby Bowl. It's a 7 o'clock free community screening on Thursday night. It's a fantastic feature-length documentary, beautiful, beautiful cinematography, you know, like one of those BBC nature films. It's just gorgeous. Another film is Shining Light, which is a documentary about a world-renowned chorale composer, Morten Lauridsen. He lives up on one of those islands off the coast of Seattle, and he's coming to Ojai to be interviewed by the music director at Thatcher School. Greg Haggard is going to come in and
That's great. You've really pulled
him.
Some great people.
Yeah, and we've got some fun short films. Each feature film is introduced by a couple of short films, either a short documentary or an animated film. And that
talk
makes it
about
really
your 8:05 day. The day that.
Right.
Yeah, talk about that.
That's Monday, November 10th, from 3 p.m. till 10 p.m. We'll be screening 9 films by local Ventura 8:05 filmmakers.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
That
really
is truly
great.
The brighter side of the 8:05 right there. You know,
sure.
I love when, you know, everybody shines and they're able to show, you know, everything that they're doing right here.
Are there any films that you're hearing a lot of buzz about that we might be hearing about later in the year after the film festival is over?
One of the films that has been to other festivals and has gotten a lot of buzz is this film called Sons of Africa. It's an 8:05 film. The filmmaker is, I think he lives in Ojai, and it's about the sons of two of the African presidents who grew up in this political sort of atmosphere, and they are on a trek to up Mount Kilimanjaro, and they get to know each other through the course of the film. And at first, they're not really friendly. One is the son of Idi Amin, who is the dictator of Uganda, and the other is the son of the very famous president of Tanzania, who I can't remember his name. They warm up over the course of their trek up Kilimanjaro, and it's
sounds like you can learn a lot from that film.
Yeah,
learn about history from that film.
Yeah, you can learn about history, but also it's fun to watch.
Yeah,
and that's great to have already seen a film before people start talking about it and to be in the know like that. That's what I love about a film festival. You have an opportunity to really hear about something before it becomes public to everyone else.
And now, have you ever thought about writing a film? Or, you know what I mean? I love writing and blogging, but to actually put a movie together, how hard is it, Anne?
It's a team effort. So you get experts to work together, and that's how a film really shines, is you get a good director, good cameraman, good actors.
How did you get involved in this?
I'm a filmmaker.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. We figured that. Okay.
Filmmaker, okay.
So what have you made?
In the 80s, when I was living in Ojai, I was a documentary film producer and produced an Emmy Award-winning documentary.
Congratulations.
Wow. That broadcast on the 20th anniversary of President Kennedy's death.
Oh, wow. And
it's called America Remembers John F. Kennedy. And that was so exciting.
Really?
To go to the Emmy Awards presentation.
I think they've repeated that a few times. Remember that one.
Wow, Anne, that's awesome. She never tells me any. You know, it's so funny. You got to really pull things out of people.
But what have you been doing since?
Yeah.
So over the last 30 years, I've stayed in either broadcasting, and then the last 10 years, I worked at Yale University and was the manager of their Film Study Center. So I moved from making films into teaching students.
Really?
Film appreciation. And
I have a movie inside me. I really do. I think I have a film that could be made. And you know what's interesting? Does anybody ever watch Lifetime?
Oh, I love Lifetime.
Okay, and that's
I grew
all
up
by
on the
women,
Monday Night
right?
Movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because we would travel all over the place with my son, all the kids, right, in our motorhome, and they would be like, "Mom, put on a really good Lifetime movie."
Oh, that's funny.
You know, it's
funny, right? There's nothing better than a good Lifetime movie.
Yeah, I think I have a Lifetime movie. Maybe I'll have to talk to you about it, Anne. You know, it's interesting, but it's like I don't know. I mean, is there a lot of work that's put into it? I mean, is it it's hard to really get it together?
Well, some films take a decade to make. Some films are, you know, a work of passion by a person who, you know, works hard to raise the money and to get the script accepted. It can be arduous.
What's your first thing that you do? Is it you write the story or the storyline and then you find the characters and then you have to film it? Is that kind of how it?
I think it usually starts with the story. Mm-hmm. So either a screenwriter will find a producer who helps raise the money, or an actor and a screenwriter decide to work together on the project, and then they go to find the money. Finding the money is the difficult thing, of course.
Well, that's cool. Again, we have Anne Horton here, and we're talking about the Ojai Film Festival. And give us the exact dates and where everybody's going to be going and how they can find out more about it.
So the website is www.ojaifilmfestival.com. It has the full screening schedule, and you can click on the festival schedule. Has links, so you can look at the films on their own website before coming up. You can decide on which films you'd like to see. It goes from Thursday night with the free screening at Libby Bowl, November 6th, and then all day long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., there'll be screenings simultaneously in two theaters.
Kind of like Hollywood and Ojai for a weekend, you know? I love it. All right.
Exactly. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm hoping to get out there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, again, we're going to take a really quick break. In fact, we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking with Christopher. I met him over at Rubicon. There's another story, you know. I hope you were able to stay with us and listen to this. But it's great. It's another play, and it's two pianos, four hands, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and give out more tickets. Let's give a four-pack out to Ojai Film Festival. And tell us what we're going to get with this four-pack.
You can get entry into four screenings. You can get entry into any of the panel discussions. And you could get entry into the awards brunch, which is on Sunday.
Okay.
For two of those punches on that four-pack, you can
be
there.
Where's the brunch at?
It's at the Ojai Arts Center from 10 a.m. to 12:30. And it's a great time. All the filmmakers attend. We have a nice brunch that's provided. And
419-0008. Get your name in, and you could have a nice Hollywood day and weekend over in Ojai Film Festival. And the phone number again, 419-0008. Thank you so much, Anne Horton, for coming in and sharing this great event with us. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me.
Do you struggle?
struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and today we've got Frances Starr joining us, we've got tickets to the Taste in Camarillo that we are going to be giving away. In fact, let's give a set of tickets away right now to the Taste in Camarillo, and that is the 30th. Tom, do you have, I think,
Taste of Camarillo. Yes. Yes, we do have a Taste of Camarillo here, and that is the Taste of Camarillo. We're tasting Ventura and Ojai on my side.
Oh, wait, we've got, where is it? You can say.
There's so many tastes around there. I want Taste Wineemi one day.
We've got the Taste of what? Yeah, Ojai.
On October 30th, it's at the Chamber in downtown Ventura.
Yep.
And it's.
Is it at the museum?
Museum of Ventura County, on Main Street. And it's on
No, I have a Taste to Ojai too. We got tastes all over. I love those. I'm serious. Yeah. So there you go.
Full.
You're full. I know. Yeah.
That's funny. So the taste that we're talking about right now would be the Taste on Thursday, October 30th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Museum of Ventura County, located on Main Street in downtown Ventura.
Okay. I'd love to give a set of tickets away for that. And you get to meet all the vendors all the way through Ventura. And it's a great event. So
it's giveaway day.
419-0008.
Especially if you're a foodie. This is a great way to go to a lot of restaurants.
Everyone's going
to
think that we're just all about food.
I know. I love it. It's morning, you know. We're ready.
I know. Please
eat,
go to our website and take a quick peek of us. Yeah. So you see that
we look hot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Today's show theme is eat nothing or way too much.
Exactly. There's no middle ground for us.
Yeah, there you go. Well, our next guest, Christopher Toko, I actually met him. I went to the opening. Great. I have to tell you, I recommend everybody to go see this. It's funny. It's they're amazing on the piano, and it's just a great show. 2 pianos, 4 hands, playing at the Rubicon. And Christopher, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Nice meeting
you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us a little bit about the show that's over at the Rubicon.
My name is Christopher Toko. I am one half of the dueling piano extravaganza that is 2 pianos, 4 hands. This is a show that we describe it as a concert interrupted by a play.
I love it. That's perfect. Yeah.
You know, some people come expecting a concert and some people come expecting a play. So we're giving you a little bit of both and using 2 completely different parts of our brain seemingly simultaneously to do so.
There you go.
It's a great story. It's originally a Canadian play that's semi-autobiographical, written by Ted Dykstra and Richard Greenblatt. The show first premiered in Canada in 1996 and has since toured all over the continent here. It's also been Asia, Europe, and it's coming up on its, I guess it's almost 20-year anniversary. And myself and Thomas Fry are doing the current incarnation here.
Christopher, tell us about Thomas, because I thought it was really interesting. He's actually, is he the director?
Yes, Tom is also the director and playing the role of Ted.
Yeah, and actually he usually plays your side, right? And he ended up playing the other side?
He originally began playing the role of Richard. Tom's been associated with the show for a number of years. He typically does not step in to act the show anymore. He's the resident American director for the production. In fact, I worked with him last year on the show. We did it at the City Theater in Pittsburgh. And every once in a while, we'll lose a person who can't, for whatever reason, do the show, and Tom will have to step in. So which happened in this case here.
I love it. You know, it was funny. It was amusing. But not only that, you guys are amazing on the piano. I don't know. Do you play the piano, any of you?
I don't, but I have a beautiful baby grand piano in my house. But no one plays it.
I took lessons when I was a kid. I kind of wish my parents would have kept me
in
those lessons.
Well, this is kind of the story about that, right, Chris?
Yeah, well, it's exactly, you know, and it's not too late. Don't let that piano go to waste.
You know what is so funny? I inherited it from my great-grandmother, actually, and I was thinking, first of the year, that's going to be my New Year's resolution. I'm going to learn to play the piano. It's probably 100 years old. It's been in my family forever, but my husband can play. He was like a barbershop quartet person and played the piano and all that stuff.
Wow. So how strict were your parents, Christopher, in making you play? Because that's kind of what this play was about.
You know, this is a story about these two guys who studied piano from a very early age with dreams and hopes of becoming classical pianists. You know, the play follows them through various relationships as they become friends and colleagues, transitioning back and forth from teammates in duet competitions to eventually becoming competitors as they move into their adolescence, and they go on, you know, to form this deep, lasting bond over their shared experiences and endeavors. You know, the story of both characters is interwoven, and we see them growing up. We see both of them face the similar challenges, you know, different teachers, and you know, arguments with parents, the stresses of being in a competition environment. But I think, you know, like a lot of stories, this is a tale that's told in the specific, but it's meant to illuminate a universal.
Yeah, you can tell this is so his passion. They are both like in their moment.
They're in their flow.
Yeah. What do you do when you're not doing this, though, Christopher?
You know, Tom's also a theater director and an actor. I'm, you know, primarily a stage actor, and I do some film work as well. But we both have very similar life stories to Ted and Richard, you know, where Tom and I both started studying piano at a very early age. And at some point, you know, when we were 17, 18 years old, decided to give it up to pursue an acting career. You know, whatever gatekeeper experience we had, we realized, oh, we're probably not going to get the Carnegie Hall, so what's the point?
Mm. Were your parents upset when you decided to make a change?
You know, I'd always kind of done both simultaneously, so it was more picking one artistic road over the other. And I didn't really necessarily stop playing. I stopped studying.
I hear so many times when kids stop with something they've been working on for years, the parents are sometimes a little bit more upset or saddened than the child.
Or they're like my parents and said, okay, fine, we'll just, like, you know, return the piano.
On to the next idea. Yeah.
I mean, I would have loved to have continued on. What do you think? Do you think you have to keep your kids at it?
You know,
I think you can't force anybody to do anything.
Right, true.
You know, whatever it is in life, you know, the kid has to be passionate about music.
Yeah, a lot of parents live through their children.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
It's a fine line between pushing and encouraging.
And there's a little act in there that kind of talks about that a little bit, don't you think, Chris? Christopher?
What was that, Kim?
There was a little act in there where the parents are living through the child, you know, and then they're like,
oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, they nailed it. I'm telling you. I do want to recommend this to everybody. Rubicon Theater, again, two pianos, four hands. It's playing through October 15th all the way to November 16th. And you are not going to want to miss this. It's fun. It's hilarious. It's passionate. It's anybody that's musically inclined. Definitely want to go check this out. In fact, I've got a couple tickets for you right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. Christopher Taco is, he does an amazing job there. And can't wait for you guys to all see him. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Hi, thanks for having me, Kim. Thanks for coming to the show.
Absolutely. You great time. All right. Well, gosh. Okay. So we wanted to talk about this a little bit. We're down to our last couple minutes here. But one, I would love to give out a couple things. We've got Halloween coming up, and I don't know about you, but we've got some tickets to give away at Ronnie and the Classics. It's the Simi Valley Culture Arts Center, and that's on Halloween. And so it's for the evening of the monstrous fun on Halloween for a monster bash.
I love local theater. It's such,
I know.
I'm
telling you.
It's not such a huge investment of your time or money. I love it.
Yeah, so wear your favorite Halloween costume and enter the costume contest to win. And it's great for the whole family. So you have kids.
I do have kids. That would be really fun.
So go check that out over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. I've got tickets for that. Give us a call, 419-0008. Also in Simi Valley, we've got the ghost tour at Strathern Park.
That's really fun.
I've been going all over. My husband's like, where do we go tonight? Where do we do, you know? Yeah. But this is October 24th, 25th, and 26th. And meet the ghosts of the infamous of Simi Valley as they once lived. It's great. I'm telling you. It's kind of like little stand-up,
And it's amazing to watch how the young kids stay in character the entire time.
Yeah,
I thought that was really great.
Did you see it?
I did. I went inside. It was really fun. Yeah.
Okay, I loved it. Yeah. So anyways, I've got tickets for that right now. Call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And I know that you wanted to give me that number for reduce because I think I'm gonna go check it out.
I did. You know, I just wanted to give the number out. New Year's is right around the corner, and everyone always makes their New Year's resolutions coming up here soon. And Reduce Medical Weight Control gives you an opportunity to get a jump start on that before the holidays come, sort of get things in balance and in control. And if you're looking to make a change in your life, I definitely encourage you to contact Reduce Medical Weight Control at 805-375-4150. It's all about having a healthy lifestyle, not just about being skinny. And Reduce can definitely help you do that and manage that. And especially right before the holidays and before the new year, get a jump start.
I think I need a jump start.
You need it.
I definitely. I think that you just, you know what I mean? You kind of like, then you can eat healthy.
Exactly. And they have medical staff on call there that will really talk you through everything. It's a great program, and I encourage anyone to call them, 805-375-4150.
There you go. I do want to remind everybody that we have another show right here from 2 to 3, right here on AM 1590, completely different show. I've got my friend Frances Starr. She's a certified functional nutritionist and certified health coach, and she's going to be on with us talking about how we can kind of get in line for the holidays and all that. And if you're not feeling good, there's no reason why you need to not feel good. She can help you with that and work with you. Also, we've got Charlene Morla. She is from the Ventura Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk about that taste that we've been giving tickets away on the 30th. And then we have Jennifer Matesta about her book, and it's The Recovering Body. It's all about feeling good. And again, right here from 2 to 3, stay with us. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and so what do you guys got planned for the weekend? Anything going on?
Oh yeah.
What?
Well, I'm going to hear Bob Proctor from the movie The Secret. He's got a big workshop. Oh, yeah. You know who Bob Proctor
yeah,
is?
Of course
he's amazing.
I do.
I'll be on next week.
There you go. You have to share it with us. How about you?
My kids are desperate to get over to the St. Paschal's Festival again
tonight.
Oh, you
got that
going
on.
They,
okay.
Wristbands. They can be there all night. They love it. So we are headed there again tonight and tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay, great. I do want to just briefly talk about the Taste of Ojai, and that is Sunday, October 26th. And we've got tickets for that. So again, 419-0008. You know, it's interesting. I've been really, my husband and I have gotten into cooking, and I hope that we're going to find a little bit more about that, because you know what? It's all about really how you feed your body, feed your mind, feed your soul, and really clean eating.
And there's so many great recipes for clean eating.
Yeah.
You know, Cooking Light has great
recipes. Oh my God. And you know what's so weird?
That
when you
are really
healthy. Are clean eating, you feel all the little, like every taste bud is going off. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you, Jennifer, Sherry, Tom, and all my listeners. And thank you, Anne, for being one of our guests today. Let us end our show with a moment of happiness. Beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I look forward to talking to you at 2 o'clock today.